satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System.
Food prices going up, homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas 66851, or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is January 29th, 2015. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most just do not realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after this program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682, 620-878-4682. And because we're here for you in an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. You can always find updates with the breaking news, our ministry, radio program archives, and our mailing address at our blog, which is very simply prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. Our program archives can be found over there. If you go to the prophecyhour.com and you scroll down on the right-hand side, there's a little box there that says it has an angel blowing a horn over the world, and it says End Time Radio Archives. Go there, and you'll find yourself at branch.podomatic.com. Now, that's a very smartphone-friendly site, as is prophecyhour.com, but they, at branch.podomatic.com, well, that's hard to say, they have an Apple app and also a place to, on Google Play, so you can get an Android app. So go over there, because I hear that about 50% of the people listen to radio now instead of any other way. They listen to it on their smartphone. Anyway, so listen up. And I challenge everybody to share these radio programs with two or three others. Now, prayer will bring on tonight's guest. Excuse me. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not mine and not necessarily our guest's will, but your will, Father. And please give everyone out there ears in which to hear the truth and discern the truth. So please, Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, tonight's guest has written a book, and it's entitled Newton's Riddle. While it is a book written as fiction, it is based on facts, as the Harbinger book was or is. If you remember, I had Jonathan Cain on, or Khan on, talking about it. Here's a word of what Jim Bramlett, former vice president of CBN Ministries, says concerning this book. Sir Isaac Newton, who lived some 300 years ago, was one of the greatest geniuses of our time, with perhaps the highest IQ of anyone in history. Well, I don't know if I can prove that, but he is called the father of modern science, the father of the Industrial Revolution. He discovered many scientific laws. God chose Isaac Newton to impart many of his deepest secrets and riddles. Strong evidence has recently been discovered that God gave Newton the most mysterious secret and riddle of all time, the timing and the events of the end of the age. Well, our author for this book is a science teacher at Annapolis High School. He's a member of the New Life Christian Outreach Church in Kent Island from 1988 to the present. He has two children and three grandchildren, so he's a granddad like me. And his wife Cindy died in 2009, but he has remarried in 2011. He's also written and produced music, and this guy really does have some things to just go on and on about him. He's led a pretty full life. So let's welcome him now and find out more about him and what he has to tell us about, that is, Newton's Riddle. So let's welcome Messianic Jew Neil G. Russell. Are you there with me now?
I am here, Neil. Pastor Dan. I thank you. Thank you very much, everybody. I just want to put a footnote. I was born Neil Greenspan. I was born in the Bronx, New York, in 1952. I was adopted by my stepfather, and my last name was changed to Russell. But I am 100% Jewish, Pastor Dan.
Well, amen. And, yeah, amen. That's great. You know, well, I'm grafted in, so, you know, our guest that we had on earlier tonight was a blood Jew from Israel, and he was talking about the revival going on in Israel over the Rabbi Kaduri book. But I'm really interested in your book tonight. But first, how did you get saved? How did you come about getting saved anyway?
Well, okay. Well, as you can say about your salvation and everybody listening, God had a plan. And so I was raised in an area back in the 60s that I didn't go to church. My parents were agnostic. It was God that captured my attention when somebody, when I started teaching back in 1972, handed me a book called this. It was called it was written by a man named Hal Lindsey. I'm not sure if you ever heard of that name before, but sure. It was called The Late Great Planet Earth. Now, that was the first time that I ever even thought about opening a Bible. So I read that book, and it was talking about the Bible had prophecies in it, and no one ever told me that. So that started my venture. A little later on, I started attending a Methodist church, and somebody handed me a book called Something for Nothing by a man named Sid Roth, and that was the first time I ever read the term Messianic Jew.
Well, let me break in for a minute. Read a book, and it was by Sid Roth. Did you not get it? Go on and promote this book on Sid Roth's program?
No, my book I did. Yeah, Sid. God, you know, you look back in your life, and you take a look at all the divine appointments that God has placed there. And Sid, if you're watching or listening tonight, I want to tell you thank you because God used you throughout my life. It was Sid Roth. Sid Roth came to a little church on Kent Island that I still attend. This was back in 1987. And there was a woman that went to the Methodist church, said, the guy who's, and she's the one who handed me that book, the guy that you read about, Sid Roth's going to be at this new church that opened up. And so my wife, Cindy, didn't attend church. She was raised in a different faith, and I begged her. I said, Cindy, please, come to me, come to this new church and listen to this guy named Sid Roth. Well, I prayed about it. Cindy said yes, and we were sitting up front, and there was about 150 people there that night. And when they had the altar call, Cindy stood up. And, oh, my gosh, not only did she stand up, she started speaking in tongues, Pastor Dan, which blew me away.
Amen.
And so, anyhow, yes, God used Sid Roth. We were also on his show. Right before Cindy passed away, Cindy had the opportunity to speak to the entire world. When Sid turned her, because my wife had a major miracle, she was declared back in 2007 terminal. She only had 6 months to live. Cindy, one day I got home from school, and she told me this is December of 2006. I wouldn't listen to her. I was like a lot of the Christian men, okay? The wives are more spiritual than the guys are. And she said, Neil, sit down and shut up. I got something to tell you. She said, sometime next year I'm going to come close. God told me I'm going to come close to death, but I won't die. I didn't know what to say to that. Well, on March 11th, 2007, we were getting ready for church, and Cindy was really sick. And she said, Neil, I'm too sick to go. I need to go to the hospital. Well, we're all thinking it was her gallbladder. So when we went to our local hospital in Annapolis, we found out it wasn't a gallbladder. It was her liver. 80% of Cindy's liver was cancer. And we took her to Johns Hopkins, the Mayo Clinic. We went everywhere, and they gave her the same prognosis. She's going to die in 6 months. But God told her she's going to live. Cindy lived for two more years, Pastor Dan. And during that time, Cindy was anointed by God. She laid hands on sick people. They were healed. And she got to witness on Sid Roth, Sid's Supernatural, when Sid turned to her and said, Cindy, you shouldn't be here. You should be dead. And turn to the people now and share why you're here. And she did. She shared that it's due to the fact that she gave her life to Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. And yes, we're here for such a time as this, and I found a wonderful wife who was my neighbor across the street. Her husband passed away, and God had another plan. So when we go through those dark stages in our life, we have to trust God with all of our heart, not lean upon our understanding. And God had a plan. I have a beautiful Christian wife again, and God brought us together, and we're going to be here during this time coming up, Pastor Dan, for such a time as this.
Amen. Let me break in for a minute.
Yes.
Yeah, I like Sid Roth. I've never been on his program. I've interviewed Sid Roth on this program, amen. So, yeah, I do know who he is. He's a good dude. I like watching his program. I do like watching his program, but that's really miraculous about your wife, and I really feel that you're really blessed because, you know, it's not that the Father didn't send you a replacement, but he gave you another companion to be with because he really didn't want you to be alone. So, that's a great blessing. That's a great blessing. So, you know, how did you get interested in Isaac Newton? That's not just something normal most people run across, you know.
Okay. Well, look, I'm going to take you guys, all of you, on a little venture. I'm going to go back to when I started attending the New Life Christian Outreach Church, right after Sid Roth was there. And there was a woman that attended our church, and I just contacted her because she didn't know this story. God led her to give me a book back in the, I believe the year is 1988 or 1989, called This Present Darkness. And I'm not sure if your listeners heard about it, but it was a book that opened my eyes to the spiritual dimension. See, here's the problem with Christians. We read the Bible. We read about all these miracles that took place 2,000 years ago. We pray to God. But we don't have that visual. We understand there's demons, we understand there's angels out there, but I didn't have a visual until I read This Present Darkness. And it took place, it was a fictitious book that took place in a college town. But it gave me the visual of what happens right beyond our senses, what's happening here. I have an angel, Pastor Dan, you have an angel right in back of you, and the Bible says that God has put angels in charge over us to keep us safe in all our ways. But, you know, you don't have that visual until you actually get to see something like that. And I'm sure people in your audience can give you testimonies that they've actually experienced angelic visitations, angelic interventions. But I'm going to go on with this story. So that was back in probably 1988 or 1989. In 2005, I was watching people at my school, students and teachers, reading a book called The Da Vinci Code. And they were reading it as if it was true that Jesus actually had a sexual relationship and got married. And I said, you know, there's a book I read years ago that would If they made this into a movie, it would be probably the most popular movie out there. So I tried my best to get Mel Gibson to contact him, take some of that money from The Passion of the Christ, and turn this present darkness into a movie. I ended up talking to a man. I didn't get Mel Gibson, but I got Ted Baer, who produces a Christian movie guide. And he told me that 20th Century Fox was going to produce the movie. Steven Spielberg was going to direct This Present Darkness. And this is on the Internet, so you guys can Google search this and find out for yourself, because this is what he told me, and it's true. But they wanted to strip the Christianity out of the book, and Frank Peretti wouldn't allow that. And so they tabled that story. Now, this is in 2005, so I'm getting you guys caught up real fast to right now. And this was back right before Christmas time, and I can't tell you, Pastor Dan, because I can't remember why. But I had a student of mine, and his name is Brian Deshaunt. He's in the Marines today. And I said, Brian, I said, he was my aide. I said, Brian, I want you to do something. For the next 2 weeks, I don't want you doing any help for science. I want you to go find out, and I have no idea, this is God, everything about Sir Isaac Newton, but I do not want to know the science, because I taught the science. So Brian handed me a manila folder, and I took it back home where we grew up in Pittsburgh, and I read that over the 2005 Christmas holiday, and it opened my eyes. Everything that I have recorded in Newton's riddle, okay, came from that two-week venture that Brian gathered, and the facts that are in there are in the book. And everything that I wrote down, I believe right now we are watching. We're right now in a small window of time. And that's why I believe God had you put me on the show tonight, because it's a warning. What Isaac Newton discovered 300 years ago is about ready to happen. And you read a little blurb from Jim Bramlett. Well, I called Jim Bramlett. Jim, you're listening right now, right? So if it's okay with you guys, I'm going to read. This is right from what Jim, this is a continuation of what Jim Bramlett wrote.
Okay, go ahead.
And this is really great. So, Jim, you wrote this, not me. Newton was a devout believer in Christ and a Bible scholar, fluent in ancient languages, who translated directly from Hebrew to Greek. He was also unusually drawn to the prophet Daniel, which he began studying at the age of 12, everybody. Now, this isn't taught in school. And he continued until he died at 85 years old. In fact, the Columbia History of the World, a secular history book, remarks, at the end of his days, Newton spent more time studying and writing the prophecies of the book of Daniel than he did charting the heavens. And apparently, God himself put in Newton's heart this burning desire to study Daniel. And it's the book of Daniel, not the book of Revelation. And then gave him the key to the timing of Christ's return. Now, this is what Jim Bramlett wrote, guys. Okay, so if Newton was correct in his interpretation of Daniel, the prophet to whom God gave specific timing, then the return of Jesus Christ is very, very soon indeed. Newton's understanding is one key to Daniel's chapter 9. It's fundamental from the most common interpretations. In about 550 B.C., God gave the prophet Daniel a view of the entire history. Now, if you know, I mean, you guys go back and read chapter 9 of Daniel. Here's what happened. Daniel, I believe, was 84 years old, okay? He was taken captive into Babylon. And he knew the prophecies of Jeremiah. He just read the scroll that 70 years were given for the Jews to be in captivity. And he knew that, adding up the time that he was taken captive, that the time was up. So he prayed to God. He asked God, how much longer will my people be in captivity? And God sent Gabriel. Gabriel gave him all the information starting in chapter 9, ending in chapter 12, the entire history to the Jewish people. Now, a lot of people, Pastor Dan, take a look at that, and they're looking at that through the Western eyes, the Christian eyes, and they see all this taking place to the Christians, but it's not. It was the promise to the Jews. So I'm just going to continue. So it says, from Daniel chapter 9, scholars usually add the 7 weeks, okay? This is what people do. The years, or it's 49 years and 62 years, and they add that up and they get 483 years. And calculate the timing of Messiah's first coming. However, This is what Newton did. Newton says there is no linguistic basis for adding those two numbers, the 49 and the 434. And in doing so, okay, does violence to the language of Daniel. And that's what Newton said. It does violence to the language of Daniel. Newton says that the two numbers are separate, and they speak to both the first coming and the second coming, both being counted from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem. Now, I'm almost done. Newton, and by the way, Jim, this is great. Newton says that 62 weeks, or 434-year part, was fulfilled with the first coming. And the 7 weeks, or the 49-year part, will apply to the second coming. And 3 centuries ago, he saw in scriptures and wrote about the rebirth of Israel at a time when such a thought was preposterous. There was no Israel. The Jews were scattered throughout the nations at that time. Amazingly, by faith and understanding of the scriptures, he foresaw, now listen to this, everybody, Newton said this. He foresaw a friendly kingdom someday, again, issuing a command to restore and rebuild Jerusalem. Now, centuries later, that friendly kingdom may have been the country that we live in, okay? Which decreed, and also the United Nations, that decreed the rebirth of Israel in November of 1947, causing Israel to be reborn as a nation on May 14, 1948, fulfilling the 25-year-old prophecy of Isaiah. Shall a nation be born in one day? Now, the above was taken from the Jim Bramlett says this, my essay on Newton written in the mid-90s. Now, Jim, you wrote this in the mid-90s. He said, however, now listen to this, this is where it all changes, everybody. However, my speculation back then was wrongly assumed the 49-year count began when Israel was born in 48. At that time, I thought we were so close to the Lord's return, it didn't occur to me that the count should probably begin on June 7, 1967, when Israel captured Jerusalem and the Temple Mount. Sid Roth, thank you, here comes Sid, a Messianic Vision ministry promoted a new book. Guess what the name was? It's called Newton's Riddle, authored by a guy named Neil Russell, which contains the additional information. Now, guys, here's where this is the end. Sid quotes from the book where it explains Newton's calculations by adding the 49 years into June 1967. Based on Newton's riddle, the book says Messiah's possible return will be on or before. Now, guys, I'm going to tell you right now, Jim, this is the beginning of Daniel's 70th week. The beginning of Daniel's 70th week, and I'm going to put that footnote, will be on or before the year 2016. Okay? That's it. Now, again, it says, I point out in my email, February 2008, if you use the exact 49 Jewish days, the 360 prophetic days of years, from the day Israel captured the Temple Mount, you get 49 times 360, which is 17,640 days, which amazingly takes one to exactly September 23rd, 2015, the Day of Atonement. Now, that's where the numbers that Newton adds up. If you take into account that Jerusalem became the capital again of Israel after 2,000 years, you add the 49, that takes us to this year, guys. Okay? So okay. Thank you, Jim. I just read everything you said.
Well, so we had Jim on the program. Thanks, Jim.
Yeah, there's a lot of people listening tonight. I emailed everybody out there, so all my friends are listening to the show.
Amen. Now, and folks, let me talk here for a minute because we're going to be going into break time, and then you don't want to get started again, folks. If you're listening to this live, that's real cool. But if you go to prophecyhour.com, there within an hour after this program, there will be a link up there to where you can share this with other people as a podcast, and then probably 2 hours later, it will appear in YouTube. So those are other ways that you can share this program with others, and I challenge you to do so. Now, Neil, you need to give your website because we're going to go to break in about 30 seconds or something.
Okay. Hey, everybody, I want all of you, everybody out there listening, newtonsriddle.com. Now, I've been sending emails out, and I'm telling you, newtonsriddle.com has gone crazy. I started a week ago. newtonsriddle.com. That's very easy. I'm a school teacher. Your homework assignment, everybody, go home and send that email to everybody, okay? So, again, I'm blessed being on the show, and I got a whole lot more to share.
Okay. And he's a school teacher. He came in under the time that we needed. Anyway, Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes with more about Newton's riddle.
Pastor Dan will be right back. Few things in this world are more important than clean, pure water. Understanding this, ABR makes 4 tabletop water distillers available to you for purchase. First, we have the 5.5 hour per gallon with polycarbonate collection jug for $139. The second is a 5.5 hour per gallon with glass collection jug for $189. The third is a 3.5 hour per gallon with polycarbonate collection jug for $189. And our premier tabletop distiller is a 3.5 hour per gallon with glass collection jug for $250. All our distillers have a stainless steel boiling pot, dome, and cooling tubes. And the premier version also has a splash flap to protect against contamination of the cooling tubes. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com for more information and protect your water supply.
Studies have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com. Or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Well, we're back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Folks, please remember to pray tonight about a donation for our work with the homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. Well, of course, the homeless are poor, but we're also talking about the poor people from around the city that come to us looking for all kinds of things. They come looking for Bibles, miracle prayers, all kinds of things, over-the-counter medications for colds and coughs and things like that. They come looking to eat. They come for so many things. So they come to us. So why do so many people come to us for help? Well, love, that's the first answer. And then second, they're treated as family. You know, people come there, there's no, if you go other place where the homeless and poor go, there's sign-in sheets, they want to see IDs and all these things, and there's security guards all around, you know. I don't need a security guard at all because I got a guardian angel looking over me. I already know that. But the point is that we aren't like anybody else. People come in and they're treated as family. And so we help them. You know, it's as simple as that. We don't have any set guidelines. People walk in the door and ask for something and we pray about it. And if we have the way to fill the need, we give it to them. If we don't, we pray it in. Well, this is why all the agencies tell their employees about the Father's Little Mission Church. You see, when guidelines stop them from helping, they send people to us. People who have millions of dollars in budgets send people to a place that really has no budget. We are the last hope for so many. And, folks, we are responsible to care one for another, as we are our brother's keepers. All donations, no matter what size, does help. And the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. You can donate online or mail a check or money order, and you can find all this information at prophecyhour.com. And we ask that you really pray about a donation tonight because, folks, we're still coming out of the holiday season, and donations always go down during the holidays because people have so many expenses. And so pray about a donation tonight because we really do need your help. And call me if you need to. You can ask me about an update on Mercy because the woman's shelter is officially open. We went around it and prayed a bloodline around the place, put it with anointing oil clear around the property, and went in all the rooms and blew the shofar. And we dedicated it as holy ground, and so that place does belong to the Father. Well, we now need to get back to our program. We're talking with Neil Russell over his book, Newton's Riddle. Are you still with me, Neil?
I'm still there, Pastor.
Well, so glad to be back with you. First question, and you can take this any direction that you want, except that I make sure that you cover your vision, but I want to know why you put this in a fiction book form for the people. Why a fiction book?
All right, let me start where I left off. And by the way, Pastor, and everybody listening, all royalties for my book go to any type of ministry that supports the restoration of the church in Israel. And also helping people out there. And Pastor Dan, the first royalty check goes right to your ministry. I didn't know you did that. That's phenomenal. Now, to answer your question, I'm going to start where I left off. Now, everybody, Sir Isaac Newton died in 1727. And again, the last 30 years of his life, he truly felt that God wanted him to find out when Christ was going to return. Now, no other book, not even the Left Behind books, which go to the book of Revelation, will give you what's in Newton's riddle. Now, Newton's riddle, guys, again, it is a spiritual book. It's a fictional book, but the reason it's fictional and the part about Newton is true, okay, is because I want people to open their eyes to open up to what I was saying earlier that I read in This Present Darkness. See, everybody, we watch the news, we hear about ISIS, we see these horrible things happening. We see the infighting that happens even in our own country. And I want people to know their enemy is not Barack Obama. Their enemy is not the Democrats or the Republicans, and it's not ISIS. Our enemy is Satan, and Satan has a plan. It's never taught in church. No one hears about it. But Satan, and this is what they've done, they strategize with their demonic princes, and this is all spelled out in the book. And again, no other book's been written since Frank Peretti's book. That in this time it exposes Satan's plans to do two things: destroy this country, which we're seeing before our eyes. And Pastor Dan, you lived long enough, just like I have. It's just unbelievable what we've seen, and it's all been done subtly, slowly, but subtly, to the point that we have right now. And here's the big one: he wants Israel destroyed. He wants Israel destroyed. You remember the friendly nation, everybody, that Isaac Newton foretold that would come in the future to support Israel. Well, right now, as we know in the news, that support, except we have a new Congress, a new Senate, but that support is dwindling. And we have an enemy, a giant enemy that Satan controls, and that's called Iran. And Iran, as we know, is just months away, if they don't have already, from an atomic bomb. And that atomic bomb has one use, and that one use is Israel, and that's in Newton's riddle. So, again, no other book, and I'm telling you right now, that's why this book is so different than any person you had on your show. And yes, I know, Jonathan Cahn. Jonathan Cahn, God gave him revelation after 9/11. But this is revelation, guys, of what's going to happen between now and, I believe, the beginning of next year. And the things and the events in this book, and I can't say for sure they're going to happen exactly the way you're going to read them, but they're going to happen. And so, Pastor Dan, let's go on from there, okay?
Okay, let me break in. I want to say something. I think I know where you're going with this. Let me say this, folks. He just mentioned Iran, and Iran getting an atomic bomb, and I wholeheartedly agree with that. But I do the news on somebody else's program, so I'm really up on things. They now do absolutely have an intercontinental ballistic missile that will reach inside the United States, just for the record. Now you can go on with your talk.
Okay, now I want all of you to listen to this. The events that happen in the book, and I'm going to bring up one major event. And this is something that people didn't know up until recently. I'm sharing this now. The only person that knew this was my wife, Cindy. When I was writing Newton's Riddle, the original book back in 2006, it was probably October. I'm thinking back when this happened. I had a vision, just like I'm looking around the room right now, and I've never had an open vision, and I haven't had one since. But I saw exactly what I was writing in the book. Now, here's the part, guys, that I need you to hear. See, in the Bible, we need also, and it tells you, we need witnesses to back it up. If I just said I had it, that doesn't mean a thing. But since I had that, and since it was recorded, the first person that called me right after I was on Sid Roth was a man named Mark Biltz. And if Mark, you're listening tonight, Mark Biltz told me he just wrote a book. And I said, what's your book about? And he said, well, he went to this NASA website, and he found out there's tetrads of these blood red moons that have happened and during all these events that have happened over time to Israel. But he said the next tetrad would happen, and it would happen in the years 2014 and 15. Well, we all know that Mark Biltz, that's coming true. The tetrads are in Newton's Riddle. But the one, guys, this blows me away, and I want you to hear it, and it's in chapter 21. When I wrote chapter 21 back in 2008, I had an earthquake, and God led me to, and I didn't know, and I teach geology, that there was an earthquake zone called the New Madrid Fault. I didn't know that the largest earthquake to ever hit the continental United States, and it wasn't on the San Andreas Fault, it was in the year 1811 and 12, and it hit the New Madrid Fault, and it changed the course of the Mississippi River. Now, we had an earthquake here, and I was telling the kids today at our school, because we have earthquake drills now, that we had an earthquake on the East Coast. It was a 5.8, I believe, and originated in Virginia. And it caused, just like in Newton's Riddle, when you guys read it, because the storyline took place in Rhode Island, when that earthquake hit, they felt this around the world. Guys, I really believe that one of the events that are going to happen is going to be an earthquake. Now, Pastor Dan, I wrote this back in 2006. I wrote that, and you can go back to the book. It was March 20th on the date that I wrote it back in 2006. I put that in the book. Now, when I looked at Mark Biltz's, and I have these right in front of me, it's on my website, and he has a picture of the blood red moons. This March 20th, everybody, and this is, I'm looking at my website right now, and it's very, very vivid. I'm going to show you in a moment, or tell you, is the first of Nisan. That's the beginning of the Jewish year. This March 30th, okay, is a total eclipse of the sun. Now, we've already had two of the blood red moons, and there's two more that's supposed to happen this year on Passover and also on Sukkot, which is coming up on the 28th. But we have this coming up right in front of us. Now, I'm going to read you this, guys. It says, in chapter 21 of Newton's Riddle, on March 20th, 2015, on the first day of Nisan on the Jewish calendar, on the exact day of the upcoming total eclipse of the sun, America's heartland is decimated by a 9.4 earthquake along the New Madrid Fault. Now, this is a Newton's Riddle. I'm not saying this is going to happen, but this is what I wrote. I originally wrote this chapter in the fall of 2006. As I sat in my home office trying to visualize what such a devastating disaster this magnitude would look like, God gave me a clear vision of exactly what would take place. I saw it. Now, out west, they have harder rocks, and when you have an earthquake, you get a lot of shaking going on. But out here with all the sediment, by the way, guys, the Mississippi River covers this fault. All that sediment that's washed down from the center of the country covers this fault. And you can't see it, but the pressure is building up, and it has not been released. And I'm not saying it's going to happen this March. I saw it happen. It could be next March. It could be any time. But I wrote this back in 2006. So it said, God gave me a clear vision exactly what would take place. Until now, my late wife Cindy and later my wife Marianne were the only persons I ever told about this. I immediately left my office, ran out to the kitchen, and told Cindy in graphic detail what I saw. Again, up until now, and I've never had an open vision, seeing or witnessing the future events before they occurred. And I can't say for certain, one more time, that this horrendous earthquake is going to strike America, Pastor Dan, this March 20th. But I wrote this before John Kilpatrick, and he was just on Jim Baker. He was just telling him. Right, I just watched it. Shane Warren saw this, too, after I saw this. So this is recorded in Newton's Riddle. This is just one of the events that's going to take place, I believe, between now and, again, the beginning of Daniel's 70th week.
Okay.
And there's and the book ends, and I'm just going to put this footnote because I know time's ticking away. We're reading the news all the time. We know that Satan's plan is to destroy Israel. Why? Because he knows the end of the book. He knows in the book of Zechariah that Jesus is going to return and put his feet on the Mount of Olives. Now, Pastor Dan, have you been to Israel? I'm sure you have.
No, actually, I haven't been. Go ahead.
Well, then, folks, for those of you in the audience, and my pastor, I think, is watching, he's been there, I'm going to tell you guys right now, the safest place on planet Earth is Israel. And here's the reason why. Because when I was there, I've never felt peace. My wife's in the other room praying for me right now. She can tell you the same thing. As soon as you land in Tel Aviv and you get off the plane and you take that tour, we went from one end of that peace, even though you're surrounded by your enemies, even though missiles are aimed at Israel, peace. During the Gaza war this year, when those missiles were fired from the Gaza into Israel, and this was in the news, the missiles turned and went into the Mediterranean Sea. I recorded that in Newton's Riddle. That's recorded in Newton's Riddle. And that blew me away. See, angels surround every inch of that property. Yes, there was an attack the other day because Hezbollah, they're ready to go. They're not ready yet. Iran will give the and this is in Newton's Riddle. It's Psalm 83. If you've never heard of it, I want you all, homework assignment as a teacher, open that up when I'm done. The next war, Israel's going to be attacked from every end, as it's been from 48 and 55 and 67 and 73. And because God has those angels around there, Israel's going to get more land this time, Pastor Dan. Every time they've been attacked, as you know, they've gotten more land, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And the next thing they're going to get is a peace treaty. Guys, this next war, which is a game changer, it's a game changer. A lot of people say America is not mentioned in prophecy. Well, one of the reasons I believe that's going to happen is that this is going to, when the dust settles, this is going to bring about the last 7 years. And Newton's Riddle does not go. And now, the next book I'm writing does, but this one doesn't. It takes us from now, right now, until I believe with the events that are going to happen this fall. And so, again, I donate all the money every penny of that, first time it was out. And now, Pastor, I want to tell you one more thing. Guys, chapter 6, a true story. My pastor, John, told me this. It takes place in Chantilly, Virginia. This took place in 2008. It took place 1 week before the Super Tuesday elections. Now, you can check it on the Internet, but here's what happened. Barack Obama Okay, alias Jabbar Harris is the president of the book. And the reason I did this, I pray for Barack Obama. I hold nothing against him. I get our president saved. When he sees the events that take place in Israel, there's no other explanation other than the intervention of God. It changes his heart. So one of the things I wanted Christians to see is that we are not to come against our president. We're to come against all these laws and so on that Satan comes up because he's behind all this. He controls this world. They're just all duped. But I pray for Barack Obama, and I want him saved, and all of us do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Without a doubt, I want every one of them, Boehner, I want all of them saved, but I want their eyes opened up that it's in God we trust. This country, which was founded on God, Satan has done a number, and read Newton's riddle. You go to the Academy Awards of Hell, and it takes place in the Kennedy Center, and you'll see all the scheming and planning, and what they do is they give each other awards because look at all the trophies they have. They have destroyed our families, guys. I mean, those cell phones that these kids have, you have no idea what these kids are doing with cell phones. I see this in school all the time. A rule in my classroom, no cell phones from the beginning of class to the end. But, guys, again, Newton's riddle exposes Satan's plans. And the money that comes in from this book, the first royalty check goes right to you, sir, okay, because you do support Israel.
Well, of course I do. We just had Zev Perap over on earlier, and he's a Messianic Jew in Israel, and Zev is bringing Jews, fellow Jews, to Yeshua HaMashiach from the Rabbi Kaduri book. But there is a revival going on over there, and of course I support Israel. Let me say something, though, real quick. You know, one thing, folks, that we really need to keep in mind, that for in Israel to fulfill the things that it says in the Word, and in the finale, rely on Yeshua and call out to him and recognize him as God, the thing that's got to happen is they can't rely on America to protect them. So something has to happen to make America not be Israel's protector as we've been since they became back and became a country. So what you're hearing tonight is really important. Back to you.
Yeah, Pastor Dan, I want all of you to listen, okay? If you go to Matthew 23, that's when Jesus turned to the leaders of Israel at that time. And this is what Jesus said, and it's the same thing to the leaders today. And please pray, because Benjamin Netanyahu is coming over here. And by the way, everybody, I want you to hear this. The Israeli elections are on the 17th of March. That's the elections, okay? There are forces set up to take him down. And Benjamin Netanyahu, I believe, is the only leader that I really support in this world. And he is standing for God's covenant land. And he's protecting that. He's done that ever since. But now there are forces over there trying to destroy him. And see, this leads right into Newton's riddle because, yes, Barack Obama, we just heard on the news, sent a whole team of people over there to strategize how to bring down Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, remember, that's the 17th. On the 20th, that's when we have the total eclipse. That's judgment on the nations. Total eclipse represents judgment on the nations. The lunar eclipses have to do with events that take place in Israel. So, again, this is all in Newton's riddle, and it's all going to take place right before our eyes. We live in such a time as this, but this is what I want to say. Jesus gave the woes to the Pharisees. You remember that? And here's what he said. And this is all the way until his return. He said, "Verily, verily, you shall not see me again until you cry out, Baruch atah B'Shem Adonai." And that means there's going to come a time when there's no one protecting Israel, no country protecting Israel other than the Lord. And they will realize at that time, in Zechariah chapter 12, that they will look upon him who they pierced, and they will mourn because they realize all this time they had the Messiah, and he was there for them. And that's his promise. He's coming back, and he's coming back, and they will all be saved. And that is going to happen, I believe, in our life. Time. And by the way, Pastor Dan, I want to be one of the 144,000 that stay. I want to be here all the way. I want to be on Mount Zion when he comes back.
Amen.
Jesus to do that.
I believe that I'll be here for that. I really do. Without getting into any theology, but that's a real. You're a real blessing. You got about 3 or 4 minutes for any final thoughts.
Yes, I do, and I want to tell all of you, we're here for such a time as this. There's my favorite chapter of the Bible, of the entire Bible, is Psalm 91. So no matter what happens, Pastor Dan, and yes, you guys are doing this. I didn't know your ministry does that, but I want all of you to know something. We are living in God's sweet spot. That means that we are to trust God. You know all the verses. We are to just trust God, have peace, that God's in control of all this, and He'll meet all of our needs no matter what happens. And one thing I found out when my life changed back in 2009 when Cindy died, I gave it all to God. When I did that, I finally found peace, and that's what God wants for all of us to do. For the events that are coming up, we're not to worry. First of all, guys, I tell everybody it's going to get really bad, but then it's going to get really good. Okay? Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming back.
Amen.
And we who are alive, guys, we're going to be in heaven forever. Forever. I mean, these bodies that we live in, okay, you look at them, and I have to go to the doctors tomorrow. I've been diagnosed with something that you don't want to hear about. But God's Word says, by Jesus' stripes, I have been healed, and I've been claiming that. And I want to tell the entire world that, yes, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, and that's the shelter of the Most High, shall abide, shall live in rest. Okay, and that's what we need to be. We need to have that kind of peace, that shalom. That's where the word shalom's come from, that knowing that God is in control. So all of these events that you're going to be hearing about, and again, if you purchase Newton's Riddle, get it on a Kindle. I mean, you can get that tonight. Okay, it's only $9.99. And one more thing, Pastor Dan, I got one more thing cool I want you all to go to, another homework assignment. Because I was my religion is science. I told God, like with childlike faith, if I accept you, you're going to have to show me how you did Genesis 1. Everybody, GenesisBigBang.com explains it using Einstein's theory of relativity, how God made everything in six 24-hour periods and everybody, 15 billion years. And it works. It's perfect science, and it's a number one website out there. So I thank you for the opportunity, Pastor Dan, to share
okay.
all this.
Hey, before you run off there, give us that website again. In your exuberance, I didn't understand it. Genesis.
Oh, what? Everybody listen. GenesisBigBang.com. I made this for Gerald Schroeder. Now, the hero of my book is Ezra Schroeder. Ezra Schroeder breaks Newton's code. Newton wrote in alchemy. Okay, he broke it in the book, but there's a true journal. It was passed to John Conduit, Newton's nephew, and today that journal is in Jerusalem, okay? The journal that the book is based upon. So that is all true. Everything I told you about that part, but the part that, and again, I had compulsion to write this. Pastor Dan, you know when God compels you to do something, you can't stop. I was compelled. I was writing Newton's Riddle in the morning, the evening. I was writing it on the car. Guys, when you have something from God that you know is from God, and just like I'm talking right now, you are compelled to do it. That book, as I said, even though the premise has a fictional background, the book is prophetic.
Yeah, amen. Well, brother, I'm glad that you came and was on with me. And see, I told you that the program would go wonderfully, and it was a good program. And hey, I'll tell you what, brother, we'll do an update here in the future. And I really appreciate you being on with me. So I'm going to have to say goodbye and shalom to you now.
Shalom.
All right.
Thanks.
Goodbye, brother. All right. We love you. Bye bye. Well, folks, Newton's Riddle, it's written in a fiction form, much like The Harbinger was written, but yet it had facts in it. And I understand that because, you know, I write things, actually, when I write about what happens at the Mission Church, I kind of write it as an update, as a fictional thing, you know, and I call that the pastor. Instead of talking about myself, I talk about it in another form, and it's just easier to write it. Anyway, point is go check the book out, check out his website, and hey, he said that the first royalty check that comes is going to go to Messiah's Branch. That's for the homeless and poor. So that's a good thing. So anyway, check his website out again. That is Newton's. It's newtonsriddle.com. And if you go to my website and look at the archives, there will be a link to his website. So you can get it, share it with others. All right. Now then, we must remember, folks, that there really is only one God. He is your Father. He's a God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. And you know what? He gave his life for our repented sins. He rose after 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. did you hear me? I said 3 days and three nights. That was the sign given. When he was asked what sign he was given, he said 3 days and three nights. The sign of Jonah, as Jonah was in the belly of the whale, 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth, 3 days and three nights. So any other, you need to concentrate on that. Okay, having said that, yeah, we've got Passover and all that coming up, and we have blood moon, another blood moon coming up, so we really need to be prayed up. That's the gift of all this. We need to be ready if he came back tomorrow or if we walked out there in the street and got hit by a truck, you know, and died. We need to be ready to meet him. But remember, Yeshua is the only way to the Father. Don't let somebody else tell you that Allah is, or Allah's the same God, whatever. The only way to the Father is through his Son, and that's Yeshua HaMashiach. Remember, you must always be a blessing to others. How can you have the Holy Spirit dwelling within you and not be a blessing to others? I don't understand it. So many people say, well, I'm saved, but their attitude doesn't seem like it. You can be a blessing to others just by simply the kindness in your voice. Well, I've got to get out of here. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Lord our God, Father King Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and is gracious to you, and gives you peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.